Welcome back to the Gardening with Joy and Holly Radio Show. Thank you for being with us today. You want to get a hold of us, question and answer time, you can do that by two ways. Sending us an email to gardentalkradio@gmail.com, or that's gardentalkradio@gmail.com. Or if you would like to talk to us directly, you can do that by jamming your fingers in the phone and giving us a call at 1-800-927-SHOW. That's 1-800-927-7469. Had a couple of calls come in this week. Let's go up to Ed, who's listening to us on WNAX 570 AM. He's got a problem with some onions I think we can help him with.
Yeah, this is Ed in Worthington, Minnesota, and I have Walla Walla onions that I planted, and they aren't very big at all yet, but I got one, two from the farmer market, and they're at least 2.5 inches in diameter. So what am I doing wrong? Am I planting them too deep? Not deep enough? What am I doing wrong? Thank you.
Okay, so that question, that phone call intrigued us because there's more information that we felt we needed to gather. So we called Ed up and had a little conversation with him. He got the onions, the Walla Wallas that he's growing that were small in stature from starts, from a garden center, I believe, something of that magnitude. And the ones that he got from the farmer's market were what you would expect to grow in your garden. He also was given some onion starts. That's the green pencils, right, Holly? The green pencil plants from a relative. And those have done exactly the same as the ones in the that he purchased from the farmer's market. So we kind of went to the process of elimination and kind of came to the determination among us that there was some type of issue from the farm in that grew the starts for him to purchase from his garden center. Now, whether that be that they were tainted with some type of toxicity, some chemical, labeled incorrectly, we don't know. But this can be something that you need to be aware of, that when you buy a plant from a garden center, yeah, 99% of the time, that plant is probably exactly what it is, a Walla Walla onion, a black creme, a jalapeno, whatever the case is. But there is cases of misidentification and wrongly putting the wrong label on it. So that is what we decided and determined was the issue that we felt with his Walla Walla onion. So something to be aware of when it comes to purchasing plants or online, not everything is always 100%. Let's go down to Florida. Charles called in. He's got a question about a cactus.
I have a question. I have bought a little cactus about 3 years ago. One of the little red tops on it. And I noticed it's not a fade, and I seen something growing out the side. So I broke it off and I planted it. And then, well, a week or so, I had another one come out. I took that off and planted it. Well, the first one is about 6 foot high now in a pot. And the other one's about 5 foot high. Like one stem going all the way up. And I really don't know what to do with them. Should I put them in bigger pots? Thank you.
Okay, Holly, he's got one that's about 5 foot and one's about 6 foot. What can he do with his cacti?
Well, you can definitely, he could put it in a bigger pot. That's not a problem. Or combine them into a very large pot. Otherwise, if you feel that they're too tall, I think, you know, if you're trying to have a cactus, maybe even in your home that's 6 feet tall, that could be intimidating, you can trim them up to a third of the height off. So like if in his case, he could essentially trim 2 feet off of that 6 foot tall cactus. You can try to propagate it by putting it in, there's a specific soil mixture for cactuses for those type of plants like succulents. So you could try to repot it or propagate that top portion you cut off into another pot and see if it grows. Otherwise, you can just leave it as is.
All right. So hopefully that is helping. So we got calls from Minnesota all the way down to Florida and everywhere in between. If you want to be like Charles or Ed, you can certainly do that by calling us at 1-800-927-SHOW, 1-800-927-7469. Put that in your phone. You're welcome to give us a call 24-7. We'll call you back if you can't get through to us while we're on the air, and we'll address the question and give you an answer. Holly, we had a response to episode 19 of our program that was about gardening no matter your body size.
Yeah, they wrote in and said, I love this show because I am also large and I feel so comfortable here with you both. Thank you. And that was, yeah, into response to kind of validating your, no matter your body size, you can garden.
Right. All right. Next question. We had a problem with some tomatoes, Holly.
I have been watering with overhead sprinkler and I have seen halfway up my tomato plants that on the stem are white things, for lack of a better word, or growing on the stem. Is that a mold or a fungus?
No, it's not. It is actually roots that, because of the moisture that you are providing on the stem, because of that above ground irrigation, it is actually developing roots. These hair follicles on the stem of a tomato, we notice this at the time of planting. That's why we encourage you to plant it deep, because those all can potentially turn into more roots. So what is occurring is, and this will occur in very humid climate areas where you have very thick, dense humidity, that these root follicles will begin to emerge up the stem and try to basically look for soil, because it's so wet, it feels like it's actually under soil. So it's creating such roots. So nothing's wrong with it. Don't worry about it. It's not going to hurt it if you don't do anything. It's not going to hurt it if you do anything. Just let it be. No problem at all. Next question. My cucumber started to yellow at a very young, small size. I know typically yellowing cucumbers mean they're overripe, but these didn't even get to very large at all. What could be the problem here?
Yeah, a yellow cucumber can be the result of either a virus, too much water, or a nutrient imbalance. And a lot of times too much water will flush out a lot of nitrogen from the soil, and nitrogen is what makes your plants green. A nutrient imbalance would also indicate that. So if this is continuing and it becomes a problem, I would recommend getting a soil test and figuring out like what's going on in your soil, or maybe you could try planting them somewhere else. But cucumbers, they do need...
They're heavy feeders.
They're heavy feeder, yep. So they need... And they don't last, like they don't grow very long in the garden. They kind of just grow for a few months. So if you want the best cucumbers and you're struggling, you might want to think about a soil test so you can continue to grow nice cucumbers.
Where can one get a soil test, Holly?
So a lot of times you can just go online to search for a soil test, or you can contact your local university extension. I know here in Wisconsin, you send it in for a nominal fee, and then they will do a complete breakdown for you.
And just like anything in life, the more money you pay for the test, the more detailed information. If you want to test for this or that, or you know, all different types of nutrient values, you can do that based on however much. But the general test will tell you where you're at on your NPK and the recommendations on how to get it to where it needs to be for what you're looking to do for it.
And I would recommend the soil test. Now, we actually were going to do one. We didn't. We ended up doing raised beds.
Right.
But if you've gardened in the same area and you start to notice like, okay, this crop is kind of off and this one might be off. And
every three to five years is where you need to. Recommended.
So I would definitely recommend that.
All right. Well, with that being said, we are out of time, and we thank you for yours. Did you miss it? Oh, we've got one more comment there, Holly. I totally missed that.
It's from Marianne, and she said, "Hi, I'm from Southern California, and I love your show." Well, thank you, Marianne. We appreciate you listening.
Well, we thank you for that. We've got them in Minnesota, Florida, California. We appreciate all of you tuning in wherever and however you're capturing the program.
For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.